Praise God, and tell them, say, now, baby, I understand, praise God, that you made a mistake. Praise God, and a lot of other folk done made a mistake. But praise God, I can tell them just like Jesus told them, but go and sin no more. Praise God, because we are all vulnerable. Amen. So Paul here tells the Galatian church, he said, if a man is overtaken in a fault, praise God, he said, ye which are spiritual. Now I want you to do this for me. I want you to look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. And I want you to ask your neighbor this question. Ask your neighbor this question. Say, neighbor, are you spiritual? If you are spiritual, when somebody, especially a brother or sister, in Christ Jesus is overtaken in a fault, I'm not gonna get on that phone. I'm not gonna call and tell somebody, praise God, about it. I'm going to put my arms around them and let them know that they are still the child of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, when somebody is overtaken in a fault, praise God, you talking about it not going to do it any good. Amen. The only thing that's going to do that person some good, praise God, is that we got to show the love that God has put on the inside of us. And he had a spirit of love on the inside of him. Amen. And that's the same thing that should be permeating through our life. But let me go ahead and close this message here this morning. You see, Jesus also gives us the peace, praise God, of a worthy purpose for living. Amen. You see, there are a lot of folk, praise God, sitting in the church don't understand their purpose for living. Amen. Just in case you don't, I got to let you know he created you. Amen. So that you could worship him. Amen. He created you so that you can praise him. He created you in his own image. He didn't create you to look like no baboon. He didn't create.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Again, we just thank God for this day. For this is a day that the Lord has made, and we should all be glad in it. Again, we grateful to our choir, the Mount Olive Choir, amen, for their singing, and for our minister of music who gives himself wholeheartedly to try to make the Mount Olive Choir one of the best choirs in the state, amen. And it's getting to the point where even if they're if all of them are not there, they still sing as if they're still there. Amen. They're filling in the gaps. And we thank God for Sister Chisholm on her solo today, her first shot. And she did a marvelous job. Amen. Amen. A wonderful job. It just lets us know how much talent we have in our midst. And we have to use everybody, allow them to exercise their gifts and their talents. Amen. Because we have to recognize we are all in this thing together. Amen. And we thank God that the Lord is sending us people. Amen. Like her. And there's some more on the way. And we already had some present. Amen. But we just have to work together and realize that it's not about us, it's about Him. To our associates and the person of Reverend Hedges and Reverend Smith, and to our minister of music, officers and members, and to all of our visitors who are sharing with us, let me say to you, welcome. thank God for your presence on this morning. And we want to say to you, whenever you can find time in your schedule, always feel welcome to come and share with us here at the Mount Olive Church and our worship experience. Amen. Now, this morning, I want to call our attention to the 100 number of songs, because I came to the workshop and I came last night and they just told me what I was going to preach today. Amen. We want to look at the 100 number of Psalms with our emphasis on verse number 4 and verse number 5. Y'all going to go to sleep on me back there? Y'all not going to sleep, right? Come on now, so I can watch y'all. Everybody try to get a nap on. I'm going to watch this. Amen. All right. In the 100th number of the Psalms, verse 4 and 5, I'll just read verse 4 and 5. It reads, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." For a few moments, I want to talk from the subject, praising God with the spirit of thanksgiving. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you now for everything that has gone on thus far. Thank you for the prayers that have already gone before the throne of grace and for the songs of praises. We thank you for your people, and we ask now that you just allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move freely in our midst, and then grant us a fresh anointing of your spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Praising God with a spirit of thanksgiving. Let me begin by saying that in this psalm, God gives us some very simple words of thank you, Urshas, instructions, admonitions, as well as commands. For we note he says in verse 4 that we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. He tells us to be thankful to him and bless his name. In other words, the psalmist is telling us to acknowledge that the Lord is God. And my brothers and sisters, we acknowledge him as being God when we shout out our praise, as we express our appreciation for his status as our creator. We acknowledge him as God when we accept his authority in every detail of life, agree with the guidance he gives us, and express our thanks for his unfailing love. And that's why God alone is worthy of being praised and worshiped. So let me ask you, what is your attitude toward worship? Do you willingly and joyfully come into God's presence with a thankful heart, or are you just going through the motions by reluctantly coming to church out of tradition or just habit? But God has been good to us, and he's brought us from a mighty long way. For instance, some of us should have been dead a long time ago, but thanks be to God, he spared our lives. some of us at one time or another in our lives perhaps didn't know how we were going to make it. But as you look back in honesty over your life, you just got to admit that it was God who brought you through the many ups and downs and troubles and trials, which suggests to me that praising God for Christians ought not to be something that a praise team has to prime us up to do. But it should come, amen, automatically because of the goodness of God. Because if thoughts alone don't draw us into an attitude of gratitude, then I believe that surely a remembrance of all the filth and sin that God had to step in, so to speak, to lift us up and out of all of that mess and save our souls. My brothers and sisters, those thoughts alone ought to cause a crazy praise to begin to swell up on the inside, causing you to burst forth with praise and thanksgiving. But you know, my brothers and sisters, I believe the reason that a whole lot of Christians find it hard to openly praise and give thanks to the Lord is because many have been victimized by one of the cleverest robbers of all times, namely Satan, the devil. Now, you might wonder, why is it that Satan is so opposed to praise? Well, mainly because Satan and praise are incompatible, meaning they cannot exist in the same place. It's much like oil and water. Prayer and worry, none of those things are compatible, because when praises go up, Satan got to move out. When praises show up, evil must move out. But now there are many ways to praise God. But with your prayer this morning for a little while, I want to talk about praising God with a spirit of thanksgiving. Help me out and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful. Because when you reflect on the character and goodness of God, just those thoughts alone will cause you to want to praise him. Yes, bottom line, if you can think, T-H-I-N-K, you can thank, T-H-A-N-K. And if you can thank, Lord, you can praise. If you can praise, yeah, you can worship. But now, if you can't praise God, then there's something wrong with your thinking. As the songwriter said, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed because I've got a testimony. But now you can't have a testimony without going through some tests. And that's why as Christians we must often look back over our lives and realize just how far the Lord has brought us in spite of ourselves. Because when you think long enough, you will desire to praise him. And if you praise him long enough, you'll begin to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so the psalmist tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. But now the title of this psalm is the Lord's faithfulness to his people. And so let me ask you, has he been good to you? Has the Lord brought you from a long ways? Do you think you brought yourself? Well, now in the text, David, the author of this psalm, he understood who it was that had brought him. Because notice he concludes his reflections in verse 5 of this psalm. He does it by saying, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. But you know, I often wondered, but Buckner, what it was that David was reflecting on when he penned this psalm. Was he thinking about the time when he was a little shepherd boy tending his father's sheep when a bear and a lion came upon him in the flock. But God's mercy and power gave him the victory over the bear and the lion. Or was he reflecting on the time when God used him, a pebble and a slingshot, to bring down that arrogant giant by the name of Goliath? My brothers and sisters, because not even the most sophisticated guided missile system developed by